Tonight, we'll be dealing with family or locational barrier. Somebody say family or locational barrier. This one is a very dangerous one. Let me just say something to you. If there is a barrier in your family that no one must be a millionaire, no one will be. Until one person breaks it, and you'll be the one that's going to break it. There are barriers, as I'm talking to you right now, that are set up. And these barriers, normally, demonically, they are operating in locations, cities, homes, families. Let me give you a scripture. Let's go to John 1:46.
And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see."
It's what's going to happen. It is what people begin to say. Come and see. There was a demonic program in Nazareth. Listen to me, no matter how people were working so hard, nothing good was coming out of that village. You're not getting it. No matter how energy they would put. Someone said, locational barriers. Are you telling me, ever since Nazareth was created, nothing good came out? There was no any football player that was famous that came out of Nazareth. There was no musician that came out of Nazareth. There was no millionaire that came out of Nazareth. There was no wedding that came out of Nazareth. There was no politician that came out of Nazareth. Only bad news. They knew Nazareth as a place of bad things only. If they are broke people, they were coming from Nazareth. If they are people who were struggling, they were coming out of Nazareth. It took an angel to come and deliver one person. An angel said, "Hey, Mary, you are highly favored." Karabahande rebos. An angel had to come and declare. An angel had to come and announce a declaration to a life of a woman. And when an angel announced a declaration, her life turned around. She gave birth to a good thing. Am I talking to somebody? Can I make a declaration? There are people who in your family, nothing good has ever come out. Because in the spirit realm, there is a law prohibiting your family that nothing good must come out of your generation. It takes an announcement. Oh, glory be to God. It takes an announcement. Karamande reprakita fahande rakosh. It takes an announcement to announce to one person, and that person could be you tonight. That time it was Mary. She just got good news from one time. An angel spoke into her life and he said, "Hey, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and what shall be born out of you shall be of the Spirit." It doesn't matter, because you have this background of coming from a place where nothing good comes out, but this time around something good will come out. And when something good came out, Nathanael said, "Hey, can something good come out of Nazareth?" He was said, "Come and see." Hallelujah. Somebody say, "Come and see." If we don't break this barrier, no one in your family, there's nothing good. Nothing. Nothing good. Locational or family barrier. If this has been put in a family, no matter how the wife will work hard, no matter how the husband will work hard, nothing good comes out. They put effort, they put energy, nothing good comes out. And Jesus, he comes out from that background. But he didn't just appear. An angel had to come and clear. No, you didn't hear me. An angel had to come and announce a different news. To say you're highly favored. They were highly condemned. You are highly favored. God cannot put up something somewhere where the background is wrong. So spiritually, God has to create. That's why we have deliverance. Deliverance to remove the evil background. To remove the evil entity so that the good thing can come. An angel had to come physically to do it. Jesus could just be born. Do you hear me? Jesus could just be born. But the place he was coming, there was a need of clearance. I announce in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you come from a location where demonic entity is possessed. Some of you come from a background in your family where your whole family lineage is possessed. There are demonic spirits and laws and entities that says no one will go far. There are entities and laws that nothing good will come out of your family. I stand here, I oppose that entity and that legality. I decree and declare that from now a law has been changed to your favor. It has been changed to your favor. We break the family barrier. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your children are liberated. You are liberated. You are delivered.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Somebody said deliverance.
Deliverance. Power.
So there are people right now who they don't even know why they are where they are. There is a barrier. You pray, but there are no answers. Do you know in the book of Psalm chapter 20? Do you know what it says? From verse 2. Let me read it for you. It says, this is a prayer of David. May he send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. In verse 3, I love it. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. In verse 4, may he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill your purpose. In NIV, in verse 4, NIV. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans what? Successful. Are you there? May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of God. May the Lord grant, listen, I like this one, all your requests. Now, in King James Version on this part, it says may. It says, go back on that verse we just read. Go back on that verse 5. The Lord fulfill all your petitions. Do you understand? In NKJV, it says, and I want you to understand this. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. It says, may God, listen, in good news, it says, may the Lord answer all your requests. What does it mean? It means God can decide not to answer. So you need another prayer to pray that your answers must be answered. You didn't hear me. So I can pray a prayer, but then I need to make another prayer to pray for my prayer. You're getting it. Because there's a possibility that your prayer can be answered but can be withheld. The enemy can hold your answer. There can be a barrier. Listen to me. These barriers must come out. Raise your two hands in the name of Jesus. Every barrier in my family. Please say it with holy anger. Say every barrier in my family. I command you out. I command you out. I speak into your life tonight. Where people thought, can something good come out of this business? You know, there are people who are thinking, can something good come out of this relationship? It will come out. Can something good come out of this business? It will come out. Can something good come out of this woman? It will come out. Can something good come out of this man? There is power that breaks barriers. I'm at the watch. All the times I'm watching, I like watching in the spirit what's happening around my life. And I handle it. There is no prayer that I'm asking God to say, God, please, I'm waiting for you. When are you asking? I don't want it. I handle it myself in his name. He gave me that power. He said, in my name, you shall cast out evils. I don't wait for God. He said, I'm waiting for God. There are people who are fighting me. I'm waiting for him to fight them. No. I'll say, Father, I put them on the slippery place. May they make mistakes. You will make a mistake. You wake up in the morning and just decide like, oh, let me just do this. Every barrier has been broken. Say, has been broken. Now let's go to another barrier. The barrier of sin. Say, the barrier of sin. Let's go to Isaiah 59. Verse 1 and 2.
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that he cannot hear.
Wow.
But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear.
Listen to me. Listen. The barrier of sin. Somebody said the barrier of sin. If the enemy wants to finish you up, he'll bring sin closer to you. Do you know when Balaam was hired to curse the people of Israel? Are you understanding? When he was hired to curse them, the more he was cursing, the more they were being blessed. So he said, okay. He said, the thing we can do now, let us send them women from other countries. Because remember, they were taught by God to say they should never marry any woman from another country, the people of Israel. They should never, because God wanted them to remain as Israelites. And God said, if you shall do so, I'll be angry with you. And Balaam said, you know what we can do? Let's just send women of other countries in their midst. Once they marry them, their own God will be angry with them. Someone said, the barrier of sin. There are people right now, you're watching me now. You are struggling with certain things, and the enemy has put them there. And you want to go far, but this will block you. Do you understand that this blocked a man by the name Samson? A man had a calling. God had given him a calling. And the man was supposed to go far in ministry. But the enemy sent one lady by the name Delilah. He got warnings. Leave this woman. The guy said, no, I'm not. I don't understand what she was doing, which women of Israel could not do. I don't understand that even if they said, please, 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 leave this woman, he could not leave her. What type of intercession and prayer she was praying that the women of Israel could not intercede and pray? You have been called to finish these people. And the same people he was called to finish, he married them. Am I talking to somebody here? You must be very careful. Because we have people right now who they have destinies. All of a sudden, a friend will just appear from nowhere and begin to drag you back to where you are coming from. Be very careful, because the enemy understands a blessing is on the corner. A miracle is on its way coming to you. All of a sudden, you are taken into things you actually left. Raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I break this barrier. Say, I break this barrier. So the scripture says what? It says, the hand of God is not too short that he cannot save you. His eyes or his ears are not heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, in verse 2, it says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you. So even if you want it to happen, but the enemy has put you into a situation where sin has captured you. Hey, I'm talking to somebody here. You must be very careful. There are people right now, they are supposed to go far, but sin has hindered them. Do you know what hindered the whole man of God by the name Saul? A witch doctor. The day he went to a witch doctor, a man of God, he went to meet a witch doctor. That same day, he got a prophecy that you are about to die. And 24 hours later, the man died. The man was supposed to live longer, but he couldn't because of sin. How can you visit a witch doctor? Am I talking to somebody here? People are blocked because of sin. Am I talking to you? People are blocked because of sin. And I knew you weren't going to say amen, amen. You're all quiet now. There is something you know. There is something. Listen, let's go back to verse 2 of Isaiah 59. Now, let's go to TPT, right, translation.
Rather, your sinful deeds have built a barrier between you and your God.
What is a barrier there? What is a barrier?
Sinful deeds.
It says, rather your sinful deeds have built a barrier between you and your God. Your sins have made God turn his face from you so that he does not hear your prayers. So you're wondering why? Why am I through here? The Bible says sin. So if the enemy wants to finish you, he will just cause you, put you into error. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I speaking to somebody? Understand this. Can you imagine the devil came to Jesus to make him sin? He said, the devil, he says, I want you to worship me. Are you understanding that? He says, if you worship me, I'll give you all the world, any money, anything you need. Just bow to me. There are people right now who are sinning because of luxury. There are people who are making mistakes because of passing pleasure. Passing pleasure. Because they just want something like, oh, if I can have that thing, I don't care, I can make a mistake. You must be very careful. Jesus was given that offer, but he turned it down. He turned it down. How can you offer somebody who belongs to God? What can the devil give that God cannot give in abundance? We know the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Huh. Do you understand that? What can you give? Do not be blocked. Do not be blocked. Sin can build a barrier between you and your God. And your prayers can be blocked. And this is why the Bible says Daniel purposed in his heart. In Daniel 1 verse 8. He was given an offer in the palace. Yes, sir. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Am I talking to you? I want you to say these words. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Say in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Every ability of sin.
Every ability of sin.
And appearance of evil.
And appearance of evil.
Being programmed by the devil.
Being programmed by the devil.
In order to cause a barrier.
In order to cause a barrier.
I command you out.
I command it out.
I rebuke you now.
And I rebuke it now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now let's go to the barrier of sickness. Someone said the barrier of sickness. If the devil wants to finish you, he can just bring a sickness, not necessarily in your body. He can even bring it in your mother. He can even bring it in your cousin. Listen to me. Sickness can become a barrier. And some of you, you want to do things, but the devil just gave you a disease. We want to address this disease. Listen to me, listen to me. We want to address this disease. Whether it's in you or somebody you know, we want to address this disease. You cannot be buried, you cannot be blocked in serving God because of a barrier. We are addressing it tonight. Somebody say in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, sickness. You see, when you are not sick, you even how you pray, when we're saying let's pray against diseases, how you pray is so weak because you are not prophetic. Prophetic people understand the enemy can attack him with a disease tomorrow. You can be very healthy like this. All of a sudden, you're very sick. That's when you remember, like, I wish I prayed harder that time when my father said let's pray against diseases. Listen to me. There are diseases the enemy sends on people. And people are failing to save God because they are sick or someone in the family is sick. Am I talking to you? I gave an example of what the devil did with Moses earlier on today. In Exodus 4 verse 10. Can you read it for me? What happened with Moses?
Then Moses said to the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I'm slow of speech and slow of tongue."
Wait. So Moses is born and the devil has already programmed him. Oh, am I talking to somebody here?
Yes.
That the man should not fulfill his destiny in his mind. So he thinks, wait a minute, I can't talk, I cannot speak properly, so I cannot save. So the hindrance that is here, we are seeing a situation, a disability in Moses. Am I talking to you? We have a disability in Moses. He has a stammering problem. He stammers when he's talking. He cannot speak, he has to stammer. And God says, "I have called you as a prophet." And Moses said, "I know you have called me as a prophet, but I cannot talk." So much as he's called, are you here?
Yes.
Much as he's called, but there was a what?
A barrier.
God tried to reason with him to say, "Please, please, Moses, I am God who can deliver you." He said, "No, no, 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 no." Until God said, "It's fine. Since you are refusing, I will call your brother Aaron." Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Let's see the scripture in verse 11. When he gave that excuse, what did God say?
So the Lord said to him, "Who has made the man's mouth? And who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord?"
Do you understand that? We want to do this right now. There are people who are sick and they don't even understand why. The enemy knows you can become so successful. He wants to use the disease and the sickness to block you and stop you. But everyone else here, we have all agreed that we are rebuking the disease. and that healing is going to happen to you. Raise your hand and say, in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, every sickness, I command you out. Say, every disease in my body, I command you out. Every sickness in my family, I command you out. I want you to hear this. Can you imagine that Peter, he's with Jesus. They are doing ministry every day. And then all of a sudden, the devil puts a sickness on his mother-in-law. The mother of the wife of Peter gets attacked by malaria. In Luke chapter 8. Are you there? Matthew chapter number 8. And we are going to read from verse 14 to 15. New Living Translation.
When Jesus arrived at Peter's house.
All right.
Peter's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a high fever. But when Jesus touched her hand, the fever left her. Then she got up and prepared a meal for him.
So what are we seeing over there? We are seeing two things. One, the sickness was to become a barrier. Wherever Peter was with Jesus, he was just thinking about home, about the mother-in-law. Number one. Number two, we see that the mother-in-law of Peter had a ministry. Hello? She had a ministry of cooking for Jesus. Do you understand this? But she could not do the ministry anymore because she had fever. Jesus Christ. The enemy just put high fever and she could not cook. And Jesus comes there and he has hunger. He wants to eat. But the one to cook food is sick. And Jesus said, no way, we're going to heal you because we have to eat. If I have somebody here who's sick and you can't make money for the kingdom, you will be healed because Jesus wants you to save the poor. If there's somebody here who've got a calling and the devil is trying to attack you with diseases and sicknesses, they will come out because you have a ministry. The barrier of diseases, the barrier of sickness. They wanted Peter to be worried about the mother-in-law. I don't know what to do. He's with Jesus. They are walking. They are moving around. And he's thinking of the mother-in-law at home. That's what the devil wanted. And Jesus is there. The mother-in-law, she's supposed to do her ministry of cooking. And she cannot do her ministry because she is sick. And Jesus realized. Jesus rebuked the fever. And the Bible said when he rebuked the fever left. Let's look at the last one. The barrier of demons. The barrier caused by demons. This is warfare. Listen to me. If you are doing anything right now, I want you to say in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demonic barrier holding in my finances, holding in my calling, holding in my destiny, be broken now. Say, be broken now. There was a man who began the fish business. And the man bought so much fish. But when he takes the fish to people, everyone was saying, well, they don't like his fish. They said, we want to buy. But when we look at your fish, we don't want it. Remember that prophecy? Imagine this. And I told him, I said, the issues, and until the fish became bad, he couldn't keep in the fridge anymore. Wherever he was keeping the fish, until he had to throw the fish away. And he bought all that fish with a loan. And now he's struggling how to pay the loan. The devil can mess you up. I promise you. Demonic barriers. Demonic barriers, they will just block you. Simple. It does not mean they are in you. What they can even do, they can even enter your boss and your boss will just start hating you for no reason. So you must understand what the enemy does. So he can actually block you. He can just enter somewhere. Don't sign this contract for him. They don't even know you, but the contract is not being given to you. Because there are demonic barriers monitoring you. We have to break them today. And I'm telling you, whom the Son of Man sets free shall be free indeed. If you will be delivered, you will be delivered indeed. So demonic barriers. Now, these demonic barriers, I've seen them even in ministry. Even Apostle Paul, as full of the Holy Ghost as much as he was, but he made demonic barriers. Am I talking to somebody here? He had a crusade in another town. But the crusade could not happen. People came in the stadium. Everyone was there. Everybody was waiting for Apostle Paul to arrive. It was 2 o'clock. The man didn't appear. 4 p.m. He never showed up. 6 p.m. He never showed up. And Paul wrote it. He said, we wanted to come. But there was a demonic barrier. We were stopped by the devil. Somebody said, break. Now let's read the scripture. Let's go to the book. All right, let's just open the book of 1 Thessalonians 2:18.
Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us.
Did you hear that? Other scriptures, other versions says blocked us. Mm. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
It says we wanted to come to you, not once. Time again. And again, we wanted to come. But each time we want to come, we were what? Let's check NIV. It says what?
For we wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did again and again. But Satan blocked our way.
Do you understand that? Do you understand this? We wanted to come, but we were what? Blocked. How many people right now are blocked? They're supposed to be professionals. They were supposed to be a boss. They were supposed to be in Italy. They were supposed to have a deal. They were supposed to build houses. They were supposed to be far. They were supposed to be okay. But they are being blocked. Demonic barriers must be broken. Raise up your hands with the holy anger and say in the name of Jesus. Every demonic barrier be broken now.